Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Hudson to meet with Melissa Gelly, a longtime resident of the Hudson Valley and a motorcycle aficionado who has spent years traveling around the area. Together with her husband, and in full disclosure, my brother, Steve Jorn, they've discovered the best bike rides for exploring the beauty of our region. She and Steve together have also organized an upcoming film screening of a legendary documentary called On Any Sunday. It's taking place on October 17th at TSL here in Hudson. Many of you know TSL already. TSL stands for Time and Space Limited, and it's a not-for-profit cultural center founded in the early 1970s, and it remains a place for performances, art exhibitions, movies, youth projects, special events, and more. So to start, Melissa, can you talk about this film?
On Any Sunday is a motorcycle racing documentary that was filmed in 1971. And this year is the 50th anniversary of the film. Gather Films is actually re-releasing the film as part of the celebration of the 50th anniversary. The movie is a documentary. It was directed by Bruce Brown, who also directed The Endless Summer, which was about surfing. And it's a fabulous film. Steve McQueen is in it, which is fantastic. And it was actually nominated for an Academy Award in 1971. It didn't win, but it should have. And it really tracks real people doing motorcycle racing on and off tracks, on and off the road, and really demonstrates the love that people have for the sport, the environment, the culture, and it does it in a way that's really entertaining for people that like motorcycles, but even for people that don't.
And if it's a movie about racing, is it about kind of competitive sport, competitive racing?
Yeah, it definitely has that element, sure, but it also has that, I mean, some of the scenes in this movie, I mean, they're trying to get motorcycles up dirt hills and things like that. So, you know, it's fascinating too because of the star factor. I mean, Steve McQueen was a racer in his own right of motorcycles and cars, and some of these folks are still really famous in the motorcycle community.
So for him, it was a real passion project.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I had read a little bit about the film in advance of our meeting, and it seems so interesting to think about how in the world they would have filmed 50 years ago movement on motorcycles. I mean, now it's so easy. Everyone has cameras on their helmets or cameras in their pocket. It must have been so difficult for them to kind of do that. And also in the surfing movie.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you watch these films and it is kind of amazing because it's there's a lot about it that's fast and dirty. And I'm sure there's a lot of film that ended up on the floor. But they really were able to kind of get in there and show that love of the motorcycles and the racing that's involved with it. So it's a great film, and we hope that we can get enough people that really want to see it.
I can't wait to go. So since you're a motorcycle expert and you've traveled not only all around the country, mostly in the south, through the mountains and the hills and the valleys for weeks on end at a time.
That is true.
What can you tell us about some of the best bike rides here in the Hudson Valley and Catskills, and places that you would recommend that people can go on, obviously motorcycles, but I would imagine leaf peeping also if you're a car driver like I am.
I think we are very fortunate in the Hudson Valley that we have some of the best riding honestly, in the world. I mean, we've been, like you said, we've been a lot of different places and ridden a lot of back roads, and we would put our area up against any of them. You know, for leaf peeping, obviously people want to go sort of see mountains and things like that. So Route 23A, which goes up through Tannersville and Hunter, is really lovely. It's a little bit busy because Catterskill Falls is there, but there's, you know, access to shops and restaurants and things like that, but also really beautiful roads and really, you know, lovely vistas and scenery that you can stop in. So it's sort of a little bit of a best of both worlds, sort of has everything. I would say sort of more off the beaten path kind of stuff would be, we just did this recently, Route 42, which goes out toward Lexington. It's super quiet. It's just lovely. We were the only people out there, and it was, you know, it's got those nice winding roads that have a nice camber to them, and it's beautiful, and it's great. One of our personal favorites is 990V, which is the funniest road name ever.
But I've never heard of that. 990V.
V like Victor. Yep. Because we need more nines around our area. But it's out by Gilboa and Bovina and is a really interesting road just to be on and kind of be out there in the middle of sort of the rural areas that we have here. The other one that is also fun is a little bit further out is Route 30, which goes around the Popactin Reservoir, which is actually, I think, one of the reservoirs that actually serves New York City. So when you ride around it, you see all these signs that commemorate towns that were basically flooded for the purpose of the reservoir. There's like a whole history associated with it, but the road is great. It's just goes around the reservoir. It's really beautiful. It's gorgeous in the fall and would be a fabulous ride for people that want to just kind of go out and check stuff out.
What are the advantages of taking, say, that reservoir tour? Sounds incredible. And I think being on a bike, you're able to stop easier, get off the bike, read plaques, see things a little more close up. What do you love most about that versus taking a leaf peeping tour in the car?
You know, my favorite thing about the motorcycle, and the way I describe it to people is, if you've ever gone swimming in a lake, when you're in that lake, you feel water that's cool, water that's warm when you're swimming. The air is actually very similar. And so when you're on the motorcycle, you have that very tactile feeling of what's happening. I am predominantly a passenger. I'm a pillion. That's the word we use to describe what I do. And so it allows me a little bit more ability to kind of look out and around. But being out in the country, in the world, on the back of the bike, you see things you don't normally see in a car when you're kind of shuttered in. You smell all kinds of things, you know, bread that's baking. If you're near a brewery, you smell that. If you're near a distillery, you can smell the bourbon in the rick houses. You know, dead animals, pot, laundry. You get a real sense of what's happening around you from that, all of that input. And I think sometimes when you're in a car, it's just not the same.
You know, I have to say, as someone who's never ridden on a motorcycle, that's not true. I rode with Steve once on the back in the back roads of Woodstock.
And my understanding is you screamed the whole way.
I was scared. When I see motorcycles around the Hudson Valley and Catskills, I think of speed and I think of sort of the open road. But I've never thought what you just described as really having like all your senses be sort of celebrated. Yeah. And that's kind of a beautiful thing.
I think the other thing that's fun, and actually your brother asked me to mention it too, which is kind of I don't want to call it a game, I guess, but there's an organization called Adventure Rider, ADV Rider, and they have something they call Tagorama. And the idea is you take your motorcycle someplace and you take a picture of your motorcycle in front of this thing, and we'll talk about what those things can be, and then you post it to this forum, and then somebody sees it and says, oh, I know where that is. So they go and they get it, and then they take a new picture. So it's like tag with motorcycles. And it's really focused on going to sort of two different things. One is it's focused on going to local businesses, or, you know, supporting local business. Your brother actually went to a coffee place and that was the tag. They also do a lot of historic things. So you go see a historic marker or a statue or a, I don't know, bell that's somewhere or something like that. So it kind of, I think, appeals to two different things. It appeals to people just kind of liking that game and that pace and, oh, I'm going to get this. But it also appeals to people saying, hey, I want to go for a ride. I want to go for a purpose. And it helps them kind of find a cool new place to go. So,
and is that's nationwide, or is that
there are a lot. There's a Hudson Valley one, there's a Catskill one, there's a Connecticut one, there's a whole bunch. And it's kind of fascinating to see some of the places that people go up and down the Hudson Valley, even, you know, further toward the city too.
That's an incredible way to kind of map out a plan on a bike.
Exactly.
I love that.
Isn't that cute? I think it's like scavenger hunt with motorcycles.
Motorcycles. Yeah. Well, I, for one, am looking forward to seeing this film next month. And thank you for organizing it and bringing it to our community.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.